Twilight of the Gods, Ragnarok, into the world. That is the attitude. They're giant personal bunkers, government bunkers, emergency seed vaults, huge weapon systems, domestic spy forces, all building towards the mop-up for world government to crown the J.P. Morgan Chase Goldman Sachs of the world, the open imperial rulers of the private world government. And now it's all out in the open, and they're going into high gear with their new alert systems, demonizing anyone that doesn't want a world government, attacking national sovereignty. Remember, these are globalists. They're attacking us while they attack foreign countries. People didn't think of it as, America's going to get them, Pakistani's going to get them, Iranians. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about global domination, and we ain't in it. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. Tarpley, continuing with the geopolitical, and we'll come back with the economical information, what's happening on the economy front. Clearly they're going to go forward with this. They didn't launch all these overthrows. They didn't launch all these drone attacks. They didn't take us to war with no congressional approval because they just want to see people free in the Middle East. What is this meant to trigger, and what is their battle plan?
Well, I think the interesting thing is you're already beginning to hear, to see signs that they're approaching this point of logistical breakdown, of imperial overstretch. Look at the speech by outgoing Secretary of Defense Gates last week. I think that was serious. That was a hysterical outburst, really. And it raised a lot of eyebrows in the sort of pundit community here in Washington. Gates says, NATO is running out of bombs. We don't have enough bombs. The Europeans are not doing enough. You've got to do more. You have 2 million under arms. You're not able to get 30, 40,000 into Afghanistan. I think that has to be taken seriously. We also have a French admiral speaking in Belgrade, Serbia, in the last couple of days, also says something to the effect of we're reaching a point of logistical problem or strain, and I think that may be what's behind Boehner and even the entire House. Now, the entire House says to Obama, you've got to come to us and get approval or there's no money for your war there in Libya. I think this reflects an actual logistical strain. And if we go through that list, if you're in five wars, does that get you to logistical breakdown? If we're in six, and that's going to turn to seven to eight, at some point along there, there's going to be a logistical breakdown. I was just looking last night at the list of aircraft carriers, right? When you get into these crises, you want to know where the aircraft carriers are. And a significant number of them are being refitted. Three or four U.S. aircraft carriers can't be used right now, at least allegedly. This is what's posted on certain websites are supposedly knowledgeable. They're in shipyards getting refits. So there are fewer aircraft carrier battle groups out there than you would expect. So where is the point of logistical breakdown? At what point, for example, does the Russian government decide that Medvedev's prattling about the reset is simply unreal and get back to the hard, real realpolitik of Putin, right, the realistic power politics and realistic geopolitics? And once you goad the Chinese into action, we've had the Chinese ultimatum, stop playing with fire, stop going to the edge of bankruptcy, default, chaos, and world panic. Stop doing that.
Well, Webster, let me stop you for a minute, and we'll come back and talk about it. That's really the issue, is the rhetoric has gone from, even when countries are ready to go to war, from friendliness on the surface to right out in the open, you're going to destroy the world economy. You've already defaulted. You're already bankrupt. What are you doing? Stop it. The Russians are saying, what are you doing? Get your ship out of there. The Chinese are threatening in the South China Sea. Everything is getting more and more real. Everything is getting more and more out front. I mean, I don't even remember talk like this during the Cold War growing up. I mean, it's... And then, meanwhile, the average American's running around talking about LeBron James.
We had two ultimatums coming from the Soviet Union. One is the Suez Crisis in 1956. Khrushchev told the British and the French in particular, stop attacking Egypt or I have intermediate-range ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads. Then later on in the Berlin Crisis, 61, the U.S. was told, along with Britain and France, get out of Berlin in 6 months or else. I don't remember any ultimatum since then, but now, as you say, in the past...
Stay there. Come back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to finish up with author, historian, economist Webster Griffin Tarpley in this segment. Then I will go to Adam, David, Ken, Kevin, John, and others that are patiently holding in a smattering of other really, really important information, like Congressman Issa leaks ATF emails proving that they knowingly were shipping guns into Mexico so they could demonize the Second Amendment. That's a form of false flag terror right there. People that doubt government does this, there's a form right there. Undoubtedly, they admit these guns have been used to kill people. There they are shipping them in, because almost all the guns in Mexico on record are bought from the military, fully auto, grenade launchers. You can't buy those guns in an American gun store. You cannot get them, period. You can't get grenades. And the system is aware of this, so they got caught shipping them in. We told you that years ago with our sources. Now it's mainstream media. That is some of the news I'm going to be going over here today. But before I go any further, and back to Webster on the key issue of the global ruling elite trying to drive us off a cliff in their quest to keep their hegemonic system in place, I want to remind listeners that we have incredible shortwave radios, books, videos, Patriot apparel, stuff that will really get the word out about liberty, information that will certainly strike up conversations with people so you can meet like-minded folks, and your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the shortwave radios, all of it at Infowars.com is what funds this operation. We've got the TV network system we're building. We've got the radio, the films, the news websites, all the tip of the spear. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us over the years. We couldn't do it without you. So, again, InfoWars.com to find the secure online video bookstore / apparel area. There's also electronics in there. A lot of it is made in America. It's impossible to find some items that aren't. But we have the Discover the Spirit of 1776 T-shirts that I designed that I'm really proud of. That I came up with the concept for, to be technical. Those are very, very popular. We've got the classic InfoWars.com shirt we brought back, all available at InfoWars.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all the films and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, if you didn't hear the last segment, Webster and I were talking about the fact that there's never been such ultimatums issued by China and by Russia in the last really 50 years that we're seeing now, and that this is a huge issue. But what do the big banking cartels that own the U.S. and Europe and England through fraud, Webster, people say, what's your proof? Well, look at most of the bailout money, folks, and went overseas to private institutions and private banks, private families. What do these globalists hope to get? Because as they get America more in debt, they finance, you know, the war, and then they make the profits on both ends. They get to dominate and destroy countries that we destroy for them. Then they get to loan them the money to rebuild and take control of them. But at the same time, I mean, isn't this just about really a game of brinksmanship with the world, that if they bully China and Russia and others, that somehow they'll continue to buy the T-bills? Because if that's what they want, it isn't working. China is dumping more and more. They're not buying anything near what they were. The Federal Reserve's monetizing over 75% now. That means hyperinflation, boys and girls. There's a total war against liberty domestically. Obviously, bad guys are running the country. I mean, what does the ruling class hope to get from this? Because no one is giving in to them, and they're still just going forward.
Well, we have to go back to Plato just to remind ourselves that the purpose of an oligarchy never changes. The purpose of an oligarchy is to maintain oligarchy. And in this case, it's an Anglo-American oligarchy. I call it imperialist rather than globalist, because it's really not global. It is centered in London and New York. And the people you're going to see meeting in Astana at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization are by and large those who have been excluded or are not allowed.
But Webster, I want to make something clear here. It's not that I like the Chinese or the Russian government, you know, throughout history, serious problems, corrupt. I'm an American. The point I'm trying to get across is the ruling class that runs our country hates us even more than they hate the Chinese and the Russians. That's the point, is that a lot of Americans are like, well, let's have a war with the Russians. I'll feel patriotic. They need to understand these interests are not our interest. And when I say globalism, I mean the name they've given this corporate, unelected, monopolistic capitalist system that's the opposite of free market.
And I would also add, people have got to understand, empire is bad for you. Empire doesn't help you. The two big examples are Ataturk telling the Turks, give up on the Ottoman Empire, be Turkey, you will be much better off. That has worked, I think, for Turkey very well. Other example, De Gaulle telling the French, give up Algeria, don't be an empire, you will be happier, more prosperous, more free, you will have a whole series of advantages that you can't have. That is, and indeed, if you look at people like Sakharov and some others in Russia, telling the Russians the Soviet Empire is bad for you, not good for you. Why do we have high unemployment? Why do we have declining standards of living? Why do we have reactionary politics? Why do we have cultural degradation? Why do we have this creeping police state dictatorship that you're pointing out quite correctly? These are all fruits of empire. Get rid of the empire. The United States is a powerful nation state. Could do much better than the United States as an empire. We don't need 6, 7, 8 wars going on. These
people would beg us in through soft power like they did 30, 40 years ago.
Well, again, I'm a proponent of the idea of the modern state, and you're going to see the alternative. Take a look at Yemen, and you're going to see that the alternative to the modern state is feudalism in some form. It's either going to be tribalism, warlords, criminal enterprises, or simply chaos, simply the destruction.
And we see everything going to mercenaries. We see everything converting to corporate nation states within the countries tied to this global matrix and then waging war against the original nation states. So, but again, to quantify it, Dr. Tarpley, what does the ruling class think they're going to get out of all of this? Because they're not getting the world to not dump the dollar. They're getting the opposite. And so instead of admitting they're wrong, they accelerate the program. Is that accurate?
Well, they would say, you know, Libya was interested in dumping the dollar. Libya was inviting in the Russians and the Chinese. Libya is now knocked out. Libya is, to some degree, paralyzed. And they say, what we do in Libya, we can do further. Remember that ultimately for them, the goal is to ride this color revolution, military coup, destabilization, insurgency, all the way to Tehran, to Beijing, and to Moscow. And you can see that implicit in that is the threat of some kind of third world war. That's evidently there. But they would say, with our color revolution methods, with the methods of Gene Sharp and the Albert Einstein Institute and the National Endowment for Democracy, we can essentially smash all the opposition in the world and then actually have a global empire with no significant centers of resistance. Because right now, Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, and others, Ankara, Turkey, Indonesia, right? There are others that are somehow not following orders in the way that they
And by the way, that's what the Financial Times of London is saying, and that's for the establishment mouthpiece. Why would they come out and say words like America is crumbling? Just as the British Empire crumbled, the American Empire is crumbling. Is that because they're going to try to scapegoat us when really their elite is piloting the thought process of much of this, and then they'll try to scurry into other institutions? I mean, well, this is a British establishment indictment of the American Empire, which they helped create.
Yes, because ultimately, in their view, the United States as a nation state is the target. In other words, if you want to know who is fomenting things like secessionism, subversion, and all kinds of other things designed to break up the United States, you can look to London for that. Remember that this is what's known as an atavism, right? In other words, the British Empire, in the old sense, is long gone, but the mentality is still there. And when you get a breakdown crisis like the current one, the old ghosts, right, the nightmare of past generations.
That's what I was going to say. We are possessed by the ghost of the British Empire.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we are enslaved to it, but they're embracing it. So, yes, all of this is going on. The strangest things that you thought, you know, had been banished from the world for a long time are now coming forward as if they were serious. But on the other hand, remember that the ruling elites of countries in the third world don't share this view. In other words, if you're in Moscow or Beijing or India, too, and to a significant degree, or Brazil or Indonesia, there's a different mentality in the third world. They want economic development. They want progress. They want rising standards of living, full employment, modern science, modern technology, and so forth. Of course, all of these ruling elites have Malthusian factions.
That's why they sell the whole carbon tax situation.
Exactly.
But they're only able to implement it in the West, more crippling, further crippling their own imperial war system. There's schizophrenia written all over this behavior.
Yes, they're collectively insane is a good way to put it. But remember, it was China that stopped that worldwide carbon dictatorship it was the Copenhagen Conference in December of 2009, right? It was the Chinese with a strategy to block it, right? Playing the developing countries against the United States. So, again, there is an opposition in the world, and I think you have to look at it. That's a good thing, because if you didn't have Russia, China, India, and the rest of them, the United States would be long since a total police state with no liberties left whatsoever. It's the fact that there is a foreign opposition that allows us to continue on here, and we shouldn't kid ourselves about that.
Oh, they would arrest us in a New York minute. They'd stage a few more OKCs and come after us. In this equation, Dr. Tarpley, in closing, I see false flag as the ace in the hole, the only thing that will give the globalist, the Anglo-American elite, any chance of carrying out this current program.
All right, here's one concrete example. Now, I can't vouch for this because I don't know the details. I don't know the person. There's a lawyer in Germany by the name of Van Geest, G-E-E-S-T.
Hold on, we're going to have to do five more, and then I promise, callers, bottom of the hour, I'm going right to your calls and then a bunch of other news. It's just overwhelming. But we're going to talk about false flag terror. And I happen to have gotten multiple intel data points on something very big, U.S. troops out of Fort Hood, and I even know the divisions. and we need to get calls and more intel on this tomorrow. The 1st Cavalry Division Heavy Armor 3 Corps are deploying to Libya.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
All right, final segment with Webster. Then we're going to your phone calls. Appreciate everybody holding and everybody tuning in and joining us today. At the end of the day, I just want my family to be free. I want my private property rights. I want my liberty, my freedom. And I don't want to be part of a corrupt empire. And there's no doubt that that's what America basically is today. And there's no doubt that every form of liberty is under assault globally. And China has riots going on all over its country. Russia's got serious problems. And it's mainly because the world's going into a depression. And you see the riots and fights and crime exploding across the U.S. And much of this is owed to the banking system we have that is devaluing currencies worldwide. Now, Tarpley, we're getting into false flag terror, and then I'm going to get more into this military deployment news that I have for the month of October. We're going to try to confirm this through some other sources. But, I mean, do you concur overall that we see a lot of pre-hyping for domestic terror, foreign terror, cybersecurity attacks? I'm seeing the same preparatory propaganda I saw pre-9/11 that induced myself to go on air and say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden.
Yes, well, that was a great achievement for you at the time. And the Saudis with Prince Turkey making that ultimatum to the United States in the pages of the Washington Post takes us back again to the similar kind of ultimatum that Saudi Arabia was sending in August of 2001, right? We have reached the parting of the ways, and that's one of the key pillars of the empire. So yes, false flag. Now here's the one hypothesis that I'm aware of that might be of interest. Van Geest, G-E-E-S-T, is a German lawyer in the Ruhr area, I think in the city of Essen, and he is attempting to get a temporary restraining order or an injunction, if he can, to stop any and all terror drills organized in Berlin, Germany, around the opening of the World Women's Soccer Championship, which is going to be at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin starting on the 26th of June.
And why are drills important for those that don't know?
Well, I don't know the facts. I don't know Van Geest, and I don't know his facts.
But we know they always use drills.
We know that the method, this is exactly the right method. So whatever else he's doing, he's at least showing people what you have to be aware of, that when the drill goes live, when the drill is flipped live, is the moment when something happens. So he's basically trying to get out in front, which I think if everything else adds up, that's the good thing to do. Get out in front of the drills and try to stop them with legal action if you can.
In 1 minute, explain it. Drills are used to condition the public to create a subconscious illusion because the subconscious sees the drills as real terror attacks. It's to hype something that's nearly non-existent as a pretext to take liberties, but that's only one use. In every major stage terror attack, on record, drills are run in case other elements of the government catch the government people carrying out the attack. They're told it's a drill. It's also used to bootleg the attack with the funding, and it's used to show Echelon and other spying systems picking up chatter of the drill, just believe it's a drill and not the real attack. So it's a cloaking device, correct?
Yes, there's an invisible government. In other words, the thing that does these events like 9/11 is not the United States government as a whole. It can't be. It's got to be a privately controlled network. I would say a Wall Street network. Think of it as the Alan Dulles CIA network or something like that in our present
time. It's an inner merc group, just like we knew 6 years ago, but now it's admitted. There's a camp within Camp X-Ray where they kill the people called Camp No, because you know, if asked if you're ever leaving, you're told no, you're dead. I mean, they always have systems within systems.
It's completely illegal, and we should never give up the terrain of legality because they're illegal, and people who are objecting to this are not illegal. But in this case, the rogue network, this private parallel government, they have got to bootleg their activities through the official existing government institutions because they need the resources. They can't do it without controlling government resources. So the only way to do that is to create an approved legal drill that's sanctioned and announced and otherwise kosher, and then make changes in that, make small changes. If people want to see how this works, you can look at that Tom Cruise film about Valkyrie, where they take an existing drill, Valkyrie, and they rewrite it, and instead of being a plan to maintain Nazi rule, it becomes a plan to end it.
And by the way, that's a true story, so that's an example of how it can be reversed.
It's a great way to show people how it works, because they even show
by
the
way, Fox
the
News,
drill.
Fox TV was approached, we confirmed this, we broke this with stars of the show, the X-Files Lone Gunman spinoff, a year before, and then 6 months before, aired a special where a group within government uses a drill of flying a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center to make government stand down to do it. And then, of course, they really did it a few months later, all part of throwing it in our face. Webster Griffin Tarpley, Tarpley.net, always amazing having you on, my friend. Let me say bye to you during the break. Always great to talk to you on and off air. Your calls and a ton of key news. Straight ahead on the other side, Congress is suing Obama over his illegal Libya war. That could be a really positive sign. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we are here live blasting out on the AM/FM dial, Sirius XM, Global Shortwave, and of course, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, we now have the InfoWars Insider with exclusive videos, news articles, and photos sent out every Friday at 2 p.m. Central. A lot of folks have signed up for that at the top of InfoWars.com. You see the yellow banner. Just put your email address in, and we'll send it right over to you. We had a lot of folks say they loved it, but make sure a lot of you, because of the spam filters, check your junk file, your trash file, to make sure you didn't miss it, because it was a lot of key Bilderberg exclusive info. Okay, I'm going to your calls and then some other important news here in the last 30 minutes, but I want to go over this because I've gotten emails, phone calls, and chatter in the last month all basically saying the same thing. Now, this doesn't mean it's 100% because the troops are told they're going to be deploying and sometimes they're not. But then I add this together with a plethora of other data points and it has a lot of credibility. Now we're told, oh, they're going to be there through next year. And they're getting the helicopters. The British helicopters have been attacking for a few weeks. And more U.S. and British advisors and mercenaries and commandos on the front lines going in against Gaddafi. Remember, this is going to last days, not weeks, and it's not a war. It's a kinetic action because the government doesn't lie. And Weiner didn't send those photos, but he did. And Obama's hiring people to give him campaign contributions. It's illegal, but so what? I mean, again, it's just total criminality out in the open. But I get these type of, I'm not going to read the entire letter here on air because it's got some information I probably shouldn't get to, but military personnel are saying that this information needs to be passed on to you. This is from soldiers stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. The information is that special forces are going into Libya in July. They're already there, ladies and gentlemen, just more from Hood. 1st Cavalry Division, Heavy Armor, and 3rd Corps are deploying to Libya in late October and early November. That means ground war involvement in the plan. Well, yeah, that's always been the plan. Please do whatever you can to get this information out. I'm sure Americans don't want another war. And here's what's going to happen. Quickly, because I want to talk to everybody, but I want to get these guys on. Adam, David, Kevin, and John. I'm just going to have time for those calls. And as you hear phone callers hang up, if you're at Fort Hood or in the military, call us and let us know this is true. Look, Congress is suing. Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying it's illegal. It's a UN war. It's a fraud. This is treason. So it's the right thing to do to confirm if they are planning the ground war before they stage some terror attack in America and claim Gaddafi did it. You notice they'll already have the troops ready. They'll stage the attack and claim that the troops just appeared off the coast magically, like Bush did, signing the order to attack Afghanistan in 1 week on September 10th and having the 44,000 U.S. troops already massed. They claim that they just were teleported by Scotty and the Enterprise over there. No, it's all being lined up, all set up. Troops, I want to hear from you. As soon as we go to these callers, you'll have to call in. 1-800-259-9231. Please don't call, folks, unless you're troops, because we need to leave these lines open as they open up. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Or if you're the wife or husband of somebody in the military, we want to hear from you on this. This is big, and we'll obviously get more intel now that I've announced this, and we'll have more for you tomorrow. Adam in Alabama, we ran up to a break. You were bringing up a point about Ron Paul winning in all the polls except for a CNBC that was then used by CNN and others with 54 votes to tell people that he got zero votes. Anybody that believes that, I got a bridge to sell you. What was your other point quickly, Adam?
My second point was the it's kind of a quick story. My girlfriend works for loss prevention at a department store, and I went with her on her lunch break to file a warrant for the shoplifter. And I walk into the police station that's been deemed a public safety center. You know, it's got all those big federal grants from Homeland Security. I walk in, and there's the big badges up on the wall, the seals, you know, 3-foot signs. You know, they were the local county seals, and then the other ones were United States Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Secret.
You know, they're merging the feds with the local police and acclimating everyone.
Oh, yeah, and after that, one of my very close friends is a police officer, and about a week ago, they had some goon come to their local police department. I know you know already know all of this. They had him come and say, you know, sovereign citizens are bad, you know, they're all crazy, Ron Paul's the devil, you know, 9/11 truthers are going to, you know, kill all the police officers and everything like that. And this upcoming, there's going to be an upcoming attack, and I agree with you that they're going to try to blame it on anybody that's for the Constitution. Anybody, they're going to try to spin this somehow with all these.
And I want to tell good old boy something. When they blow stuff up and stick the American flags out and say that patriots did it, if you go along and shut up, America's done. Okay, these are terrorist criminals running the government. They want their domestic security forces lined up. Now, here's the $64 million question. Is your police officer friend buying this?
He is to an extent. I tried to inform him on a lot of stuff, but I mean, they had somebody good because they came in, showed him the video of that father and son shooting the cop, and you know, told him that you know anybody that's for the Constitution's bad. If you see anybody with a 9/11 Truth bumper sticker, that they you know they're radicals, and if you pull them over to write them a speeding ticket, they're going to shoot you, and it's just complete fear mongering. The
police. And what's going to happen is if they attack enough people, they're going to get resistance. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Meanwhile, the biggest danger is the drug gangs killing cops or cops dying in automobile accidents. They'll use a few examples of nuts killing cops, hype it up to basically create this war against the American people, and it's always been planned. I appreciate your call, Adam, and yes, that's what the new emergency alert is constant to the local police scaring the daylights out of them and then having the locals come out and announce all the fear, knowing that'll actually create fear because folks trust local police a lot more than they trust the feds, but the local police have been federalized. And don't worry, cops, the new order wins. You're not getting your pension fund. You're not getting Social Security. But it'll be fun to hate those constitutionalists that you swore an oath to. You swear an oath to it, but it's evil. David in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I resonate with the same sentiment that you have as far as being a red-blooded American and want the best for my family and to protect myself and my property. I just want to bring up two things really quick. I live in Illinois, Obama land, and I noticed that as I pass from Illinois over to Indiana on my way to work, I've noticed for the past 2 weeks that their small town on the border of Illinois has been following, the town police has been following police over into Indiana and writing them tickets in the state of Indiana. And
They're unifying the codes under federal control. They're getting everybody trained in MJTFs under TSA and threat fusion to just have no jurisdictions. It's all being erased.
That way, and that's just an in-your-face thing. And secondly, and lastly, our state attorney general has just released our firearm owner's identification card, which all Illinois state citizens has to have basically a driver's license, if you will, to own a gun.
Yes.
Our attorney general, Lisa Madigan, has just released all of the state citizens that have a FOID card to the state police for the future gun grab that's coming up. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, they publish them in newspapers as a form of harassment against you. And then I've seen newspapers in Illinois and other states that do this actually pick people out of the list and demonize them for owning a gun. It's a cult of aggressive people trying to bully us. And you watch, they're going to shoot up malls. That's the script. They're going to say that patriots, anti-globalists, people that don't like the Federal Reserve, work with al-Qaeda, and they're going to say, turn your guns in, prove you're not with the white al-Qaeda. And a lot of good old boys are going to go crying, turning their guns in when this happens. And then they're going to wish. Folks, you better wake up to stage terror because it's the secret weapon that's going to bring all of America down. I appreciate your call, David. Now, we got two lines open now for military about this Fort Hood deployment or other deployments to Libya. Sorry to admit it, they're getting ready for it, but we'd like to hear it directly from you or tell us if we're wrong. 800-259-9231. I know it's on short notice, but we'll get emails or calls tomorrow if you can't get through today. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, but it's all coming to a head. I wish I'd been wrong all these years.
Yeah, I hear you. I just want to talk to you real quick about an incident that took place at JFK Airport, at TSA, about 2 months ago. I was meeting a friend who was coming in from Europe, and I was sitting there waiting for them to clear customs, and I noticed a young woman of Asian descent walking around with a camera, taking photographs with a telephoto lens of all the structural connections and all the structural columns in the building. And I watched her for about 3 or 4 minutes just to make sure that she was doing what I knew she was doing.
It was probably a drill. They had the drills to create paranoia in the TSA, but tell us what happened.
Well, my whole family is retired high-level NYPD. I happen to be in construction, so I knew what she was looking at. And I went over to the TSA agents and said, look, you know, there's somebody here casing the place, taking photographs, and I think you need to at least address it with them, find out what they're doing. And they basically spent 10 minutes trying to find somebody who could go investigate this. They spent more time asking me questions about why I was so interested. And finally, I had to say to them, look, no more nonsense with you people. You're either going to do your job or I'm going to go hold that person until the NYPD gets here and I'll make a phone call.
So they were trying to act like you were the bad guy.
Yeah. They basically, then what happened was they went over, talked to her. She showed an ID from Columbia University, told them that she was an architectural student. And architectural students don't care about general support beams and columns. you know, there was something unique from an architectural standpoint, maybe I could see them taking photographs. These were just basically I-beams that were tied together, and she was not taking a wide.
You know, Chinese intelligence on record is casing and diagramming the entire United States infrastructure. But they're not a problem. We got to worry about those guys with American flags on their cars because, you know, they don't like the communism.
It's funny because they then ended up, after they came back with this bogus story, I was like, look, she's an architectural student. She's not a structural engineer. Why would she say they're taking pictures of support columns? There's nothing architecturally beautiful about this building. What are you people listening to? They then proceeded to have two of their people follow me or told my friend came out, and I was kind of watching the woman, keeping an eye on her, and they had two people following me. I eventually went up to them and said, why are you following me? And they said, oh, we're not following you. I was like, look, I literally walked around paths to see what they were doing, and they both kept me in eyesight the whole time. Like, I was the threat as opposed to the person with the camera.
Well, that's because it's all security theater. It's like Janet Napolitano said 2 weeks ago, I mean, if you believe the official story about, you know, the terror threat being entirely Arab or Muslim, she said there's no logical sense to profile young Arab men. I mean, that's like saying there's no logical sense in saying the sun's going to come up tomorrow, because they can't ever do that. It's got to be that it's all Americans, trust no one but the government, because they're getting ready to flip the narrative onto the American people. I appreciate your call. Great points. We just got specialist in the military, Specialist H out of Georgia. What can you tell us about the letters and emails and calls I'm getting that the troops are being told that the 1st Cavalry Heavy Armored Division with three corps are deploying to Libya in late October, and that more special forces are going in July to Libya? What have you heard about that?
Hey, Alex, I can't confirm that yet, but I'm working down in CENTCOM, under CENTCOM Command, Army Central. It's I'm with the Mortuary Affairs section, but I get guys dying. You know, I'm tracking our dead fellow soldiers coming in from, you know, which country that they get killed. So I'm already tracking guys coming from Libya that are, you know, already getting killed.
So they're already there. How many in your affairs department are, and break down how those departments work for folks that don't know. You're the guy that has to make sure the family gets contacted, line up the benefits, line up the funeral, correct, and you're getting casualties already out of Libya.
True, sir. That's why, I was trying to get in contact to you because of the last time, you know, especially with the Bin Laden issue, you know, it's really crazy because it didn't go through my section, our section, especially, you know, it's under CENTCOM command. You know, they killed them, per se, but, you know, it didn't go through us. But the issue being us having soldiers already down there, you know, I'm not sure yet what's the numbers, what's the actual numbers that are on the ground down there in Libya. But, and then, you know, other issues that I'm getting chatter in the office is they're running out of BU. So, you know, they were around in the office, they're going crazy because, you know, they're running out of depleted uranium to send out down to, you know, the CENTCOM command.
Well, look, there were U.S. and British special forces confirmed in the month before they used the Al-Qaeda forces in the east against the west, against Gaddafi. That's been confirmed. They just claim now they're advisors, but they've been videotaped what looks like pure mercs. They're not even in U.S. military uniforms, but it's white guys up there, and they know what they're doing. You can watch, obviously, Europeans or Americans. You also see folks that don't look Arabic but have brown skin, probably Latin American stock Americans. But whatever's going on, they admit it's happening, just not details. What type of body count numbers are you seeing of U.S. forces out of Libya?
I got two soldiers and then three civilians. I am not really sure those three civilians are even marked, sir. But for now, I have seen on my tracker, I only seen two soldiers pass by.
Would you see everything, or do you just see people going to a certain region?
I see everything. I see everything that you know, that we get killed or our people that gets killed down there. We see everything, especially if they pass by through our mortuary affairs collection points.
So that, three civilians and two military. Were they Army?
Yes, sir, Army.
So, but yes, sir. Do you just see Army, or are you seeing joint forces?
For now, I see Army. I haven't seen joint forces yet.
But I mean,
sir.
Generally, in the total categories in CENTCOM, do you
see? We do have joint forces. Yes, we do have joint forces down there. But you know, the body count that came in through my tracker is only two, and then three civilians. I cannot confirm where the three civilians worked for, but you know, when they come through our collection points, when we package them up back to the States, you know, I see
how
them.
Did they, were these wounds from combat?
Yes, sir. Bullet wounds, sir.
Bullet wounds. Well, yes. I tell you, only two dead does sound like they're actually just advisors, because if they were frontline, wouldn't you imagine there'd be a lot more dead?
I would imagine, sir. You know, my tracker would be, you know, busy.
Now, what do you think of the overall intel we're getting that they're planning a full-scale ground invasion of Libya?
I'm getting scared too, sir. Because like you said, you know, like they did in Afghanistan, they lining the soldiers up to get ready, you know, to prepare for an attack down here in the States, and they'll say, you know. Gaddafi did it. We need to go in. So that's the thing I'm worried about.
Are any of the other people, are any of the other folks in CENTCOM concerned like you are?
I'm the one that's voicing out this opinion.
Stay there.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Segment, big broadcast lined up tomorrow. We'll probably have reporters live from the rioting and fires and bedlam in Greece as that country goes under globalist austerity measures to pay every dime to the offshore banks that openly took the country over, part of the public record. Congress, prominent Republicans and Democrats are filing suit against the White House. They can just impeach Obama, forget a suit. Saying that they've never been even told what's happening in the war, not even consulted, and they will move to prohibit the White House from conducting a war without congressional approval. Well, it's already prohibited, but they just do it. And that's what's so dangerous. We have these rules in place for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to Chris in Maryland, who's also in the military, but finishing up with Specialist H. I was asking if other folks are aware of what's happening. Is anybody concerned about Obama launching wars without even talking to Congress, which is illegal?
A lot of people are concerned, sir, but, you know, they're still being apathetic to what's happening right now in our country, especially, you know, this you know, possible war with Libya. I know it's already going on myself, but, you know, there's nobody, even in our inner circle in the Army, nobody's voicing out their opinions.
But the government says it's not a war. I mean, was that a laugh for folks in CENTCOM that this is not a war?
It's true, sir. It's a laugh. It is really a laugh because, you know, people are already dying. And people just most hired, you know, NCOs and officers that I talk about this are just, you know, apathetic. They have that huge apathy. Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, that's why things are going to get a lot worse, because people in charge just do whatever they're told, and that's a recipe for Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. Stay in touch, Special Stage. And then we're going to quickly go to Chris, but last question. You were starting to talk about folks not buying the bin Laden thing because CENTCOM knew nothing. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did the military buy that fable?
Most military bought that fable. I even voice out loud in my unit, look, that guy didn't pass my tracker, didn't pass my section, especially the way they said they buried him at sea. I could pull out the book that we're not allowed to do that. I don't know, you know, why most military bought that, you know, in the media, but most people knew that, you know, most of my leaders knew that he was dead a long time ago. But, you know, that's the only thing I hate about them, because they're too scared to share their opinions and the truth of, you know, even though they have the facts, they can prove
it. All right. Very interesting, Special Stage. Thank you. Be safe. Chris in Maryland in the military. What's the word on bigger ground forces going into Libya? Have you heard anything on that?
Yes, I did, Alex. I'm actually former special operations and paramilitary contractor. And everything you said has been 100% accurate as far as the troops in Libya and special ops down there in Libya and Pakistan and stuff like that. Everything you've said so far has been 100% accurate.
So you're just saying I'm accurate. You don't want to say it yourself, but the word is that 1st Cavalry Division, heavy armor, and three corps deploying to Libya in late October.
I heard September was the actual date when they're going to start moving troops over there.
This says late October and early November.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct.
And would they just be sending troops from Fort Hood, or do you think three corps will do it?
No, right now what they're doing right now, they're I know they're using certain organizations to laze targets and stuff like that over there. They're going to start it small and then go big.
You know what? That's it for the main transmission, but internet only, Infowars.com. I got to go to Overdrive. I want to get more information from you on this. We're obviously going to do a report because I have sources in the military, emails. It's all coming in, and we're being told these months. And it's so outrageous that Congress wasn't even consulted. Regardless of what you think of this new war, it is a war. The UN is the authority for it, and that's treason. That's it for this transmission.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.